Good morning, folks. This is Anatomy and Physiology with Connor, Colin, and our child interpreter, Julian. We're going to kick this morning off with a joke, because who doesn't like jokes? What did the mucus say to the epithelial cell? Your haircut looks a bit silly. It's a great day to be a warrior. This is episode 1, the integumentary system. The top layer of the skin, for all of you who didn't know, is called the epithelial layer. And this layer contains 5 sublayers within it. These layers are the stratum corneum, the stratum lucidum, stratum granulosum, stratum spinosum, and the stratum basal. The stratum corneum is the outermost layer of the 5 layers. And by outer, I mean, you know, closest to the top within the epidermis. It is made up of protein complexes called corneocytes. And corneocytes are made up of a different cell called keratinocytes. The main function of keratinocytes is to renew the lower epidermal layers of the skin. And this makes it an essential part of the skin. Colin, would you like to keep going on the 5 layers?
I would
layers?
Love to, Connor.
All right.
Okay, so the stratum lucidum is the second layer of the epidermis. This is a clear layer of dead skin cells in the epidermis. Their main function is to let the skin stretch.
Isn't that cool? I think this stuff is so cool. That's what I think. You too?
Me too.
Jeez, I love this
stuff. The stratum granulosum is the third layer of the epidermis. It is used to bind intermediate keratinocytes together. This is one of the most important layers of the epidermis because it is where the cells germinate. The fourth layer is the stratum spinosum. This layer gets its appearance due to the shrinking of the microfilaments, desmosomes, when stained with H&E. Colin, would you like to do the last layer of the epidermis?
It would be an honor. All right. The last layer is the stratum basal, which is the deepest layer of the epidermis. This layer is mostly made up of basal keratinocyte stem cells. These cells are considered to be the stem cells of the epidermis. Some basal cells have the ability to divide and create new cells, pushing the old ones up and out to shedding. Would you like to take over, Connor?
I suppose I could touch base on the next few topics. The next layer of the skin, which is deep to the epidermis, is called the dermis. And the dermis is a thick layer of all living tissue, because some in the epidermis is not living. And it contains many different types of structures, such as blood capillaries, nerve endings, sweat glands, and hair follicles. All this stuff is so interesting. If you just break it down, it's crazy. The deepest layer of the skin is called the hypodermis. This is a fat-storing layer that helps the body insulate. So, like, when you get cold in the winter, just think, if you didn't have fat, you'd be a lot colder. And it wouldn't be good at all. Let's see, what else can we talk about with the hypodermis? The hypodermis is pretty simple because it's all fat. But the dermis, it's not very simple. There's many different types of structures in the dermis, such as the papillary layer of the dermis, which is responsible for friction ridges, or as you might know them, fingerprints. The erector pili muscle is connected to the base of a hair follicle, which is found in the dermis, and its purpose is to generate heat when the body is cold. Colin, you want to touch base on some more structures in the dermis?
I'd love to. All right, so this is why when we get cold, our hair stands up straight, like on the back of our neck, on our arms, etc. The sebaceous glands are found in the dermis and make the oil to lubricate and waterproof our hair and skin. One more structure is a tactile corpuscle. It is a type of nerve ending that is responsible for our sensitive to light touch. We want to take over, Connor,
for the last one. Last but not least, the lamellated corpuscle. Its main purpose is to help us feel pressure and vibration. If you are interested in learning about the rest of the structures in the skin, make sure you subscribe to Anatomy and Physiology with Connor, Colin, and our child interpreter, Julian. To kick off the physiology of the integumentary system, here's a fun fact. The body's largest organ. Can you guess what it is at home? It's the skin. No one would have thought of that one, huh? All right. Colin, you want to take over with the beginning of the physiology?
Of course. There are many functions of the skin that benefit the human body, including temperature regulation, protection to the environment around, and sensory reception. Temperature regulation is important to the human body. Like when we get cold, our skin helps us maintain a constant temperature. Or when we get hot, we sweat to cool off.
That is very right, Colin. I like the way you put that. Another important function of our skin would be to keep bacteria and other hostile substances out. It also helps protect our body from harmful UV rays from the sun. It's a lot of information to take at once, so let's give the listeners, a little break. Here's a joke. What did the keratinocyte say to the corneocyte after the corneocyte told him a joke? Any guesses? He said, "You're really corny." All right. Enough of that. Back to the facts. Our sensory reception helps us feel pain, heat, cold, and of course, touch. This is important because when you get hurt, you kind of need to know. And if your skin wasn't there to tell you that, you could have some serious damage done. Let's say you get a cut. It's not serious or anything as long as you stop it, the bleeding. You don't know that you got the cut. You keep bleeding. That can have some long-term effects. And that's all I gotta say about that.
Alright, I think it's about time we talk about some hair and the functions it has.
I'd say so.
Alright, so, hair has multiple functions, and they differ depending on where the hair is located on the body. One of our hair's main purpose is to keep us warm by having a barrier from the cold air around us to our skin. There are three different types of hair. These include lanugo, vellus, aka peach fuzz, and terminal hair. Lanugo hair is only found on newborn babies and fetuses. This hair is gone by the time they are born or is replaced by the vellus hair as soon after birth. Vellus hair develops only during and after puberty and develops mainly on men. Connor, would you like to take over on the vellus hair?
I suppose I could. Vellus hair is located everywhere on your body, except for your plantar, otherwise known as the bottom of your foot, and the ventral side of your hand, otherwise known as your palm. The purpose of vellus hair is to help sweat evaporate from your body. You want me to take terminal, Colin, or do you want to just take the last one real quick?
Let's split it. Toss in something new.
All right, I'll let you hit the first top of terminal.
Terminal hair is the opposite of vellus hair. These are the hairs that grow on our heads and under our arms.
Terminal hair also grows more on men, typically around the face, and also grows on women, but they typically tend to get rid of this hair. Men sometimes think that they can display dominance by growing it out. they would be wrong in high school, at least. Okay. Next topic is we're going to hit on fingernails. I suppose I can talk about that for a little bit before I hand it off to my pal, Colin. The main purpose of a healthy fingernail is to protect the distal phalanx. The fingernail can also help with precise movements of the distal digits, otherwise known as your fingers. So that's where your fingernail is located.
I'll take it from here, pal. All
right, I think we're moving on to melanocytes and keratinocytes.
Melanocytes produce melanin,
which can change the color of your skin. Like we said before, keratinocyte cells are only found in the epidermal layer of the skin. One of their main functions is to provide the skin with its structure. The other main function of keratinocytes is to serve an important role in the immune system.
I think it's about time we talked about some glands.
All right.
Sound good?
Sounds great.
Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. It's been a pleasure. And we hope that you have really enjoyed it and want to subscribe, because we do post every week and we'll do more than just the integumentary system. But back to the facts. Sweat glands are a small tube-like structure that are responsible for producing sweat. It's like you wouldn't have thought that. The sweat glands produce sweat, then using a duct, transport it to the epithelial surface, which is the outside of your skin, and that's when the sweat becomes visible. I think now I'll just touch base on homeostasis for you guys, and we'll then have our child interpreter just review the information of the show for all of the students and just learners at home who really want to learn about this stuff. So here's homeostasis. Homeostasis is the process of getting and maintaining a constant temperature inside your body. One example of this is when humans sweat. It is because our bodies are too hot. So to correct the temperature, our body sweats, and when the sweat evaporates, the body cools. That's a summary of homeostasis. So now we will transfer over to Julian, who is our child interpreter. So for all of you who haven't understood what we've done so far, just keep on listening and we'll recap.
Welcome, students, to the child portion of this. All right, we're going to start this off with a joke. All right, so there's two cells in the top layer of the epidermis. One cell said to the other, "Hey, do you know what this gland is?" And the other cell was like, "I don't know. Nobody added told me."
I'm just listening, but wow. That was a good one.
It was, wasn't it?
Joke of 2018.
All right, we'll have our child interpreter continue.
All right, hey kids. The top of the layer of the skin is called the epidermis, and it is a layer that you can see. Go ahead and look at your skin. That's the top of the five layers inside the epidermis. Each layer has an important role. Humans couldn't function without each one. They are as important as each and every one of you. All right, the next layer down is called the dermis, and it is very important. There are a lot of different structures that all do different things. All of you children, 12 and under, like to touch things, and you wouldn't be able to feel the things you touched if it wasn't for the things in the dermis. There's a gland that helps all kids feel when your phone vibrates from that special someone. Finally, there is one more layer of the skin called the hypodermis. This is under the epidermis, also known as the top layer, and the dermis, the middle layer. The bottom layer holds all the fat and also helps you stay warm.
Thank you for listening to episode 1 of the Integumentary System. If you'd like to hear more of our podcast, go to our channel, Anatomy with Connor and Colin, and our child interpreter, Julian. We cover all other anatomy and physiology related topics. So please go subscribe, and I hope you all have a great day.